I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The latest U.S. State Department International Religious Freedom Report indicates Eritrea has made little positive progress on religious liberty. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Adele Conandike.
They're trying to crack down on evangelical Christians as a means of controlling or even ridding Eritrea of Christianity. So the government basically is cracking down on anyone who is outside of those registered bodies.
Authorities want to quash anything they consider too radical, which includes Islam and Baha'i, but seems to target Christianity.
The military seeks to imprison key leaders, making it hard for these churches to publicly worship and spread the gospel in Eritrea.
And Mission Network News' Greg Yoder is in Ukraine this week to investigate new ministry approaches.
Organizations that have been involved in ministry in Russia, Ukraine, and other former Soviet countries are gathering this weekend for an International Evangelical Missions Forum sponsored by Russian ministries. The Friday-Saturday sessions will focus on the topic Missions Today, History, Analysis, and New Approaches. Perspectives for international partnerships in countries of the CIS. The forum will take place at Russian Ministry's new training center headquarters located just outside of Kiev. Now, during the International Evangelical Missions Forum, leaders and representatives from many different national and international organizations, missiologists and theologians will analyze the experience, results, new opportunities and strategies for ministry in the countries of the CIS. Mission Network News will begin special reports at our website beginning tonight. Greg Yoder, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship is making available the book Riding the Heavens by former MAF President Max Myers. To get your free copy, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.